need notes.
Fa la 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 la.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do there.
You're supposed to go up an octave.
Oh, yeah, there ain't no going up an octave for me.
That was pretty low. I think we'll just roll in hot like this.
Yeah. Welcome to the Rough Fish Registry.
Here we are.
Week behind.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we know it. You don't have to call us out.
We're losing members by the week.
Yep.
Yep. But here we are, nonetheless. It is a nice
Saturday evening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. been a kind of a dreary, rainy day.
Yeah.
I played around in the barn.
Yeah.
I looked at the boat, didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Just looked at it, kind of like that sad puppy eye kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went through my barn. I guess I went through my barn. I walked in my barn Friday, got some arrows and grabbed my bow, and I'm going to start doing a little maintenance, getting ready for the boat to get up here from Georgia and kind of, I guess, preseason maintenance maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to call it that.
What's your time frame? When's that new baby rolling in?
Oh, probably end of the month, I'd say, beginning of next month.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I'm looking forward to the conversation about the whole setup.
Yeah?
Because I myself am planning a kicker rig, and mm-hmm. there's just not a lot of... I mean, there's information everywhere.
Yeah.
All over the internet. Facebook, Bowfishing Country, just wherever you can find it. But it's not consolidated very well.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking maybe we could have a couple episodes discussing some of these things. So...
like how to...
stay tuned.
How to build a kicker rig?
Like, yeah, like the parts and pieces, like, hey, when you're looking for a motor, don't buy one of these.
Yeah, yeah.
If you need to convert your steering or your throttle over, a tiller handle is a lot more work than buying one that's
set up for remote already. Yeah.
So, kind of figure that out. Not the hard way, but I almost found out the hard way.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to something like that. And then your build just going to be, you know, the envy of the internet.
No.
You and Robert North.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let out any secrets yet, but I don't want to do the episode until we have pictures and, like, it's here.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking. I was like, man, we could just roll right into this right now, but
mm-mm.
I'm a little, spent from the day.
I don't know if I can. We're going to talk about preseason preparedness.
Preparedness.
I don't know.
A
little prepper talk.
Yeah.
Because what's the last thing you want? Because here's what happened to me last year. Chase called me at 3:00 in the afternoon. He's like, hey, let's go tonight. And I was not ready, you know?
Yep.
Didn't have my stuff together. So don't be that guy.
Do not.
It's that time of year to start breaking everything out. I saw a post today about what do you do with rusty arrows.
Shoot fish with them?
Yeah, I saw a lot of comments from this specific looking hydraulic oil tub and then lemon juice. And then Darren Freeze eloquently said that you're wasting your time.
You have too much time on your hands.
Yeah. It's like, I guess, yeah, that's probably wise, you know.
Yeah, as long as the barbs float around good and
grab barbs, fish. Yeah, you're good. Yeah. But nonetheless, I'll still probably go take a look at them all and make sure the... What do you do?
So, I'm not going to say that I care that they're rusted, but I guess I keep my arrows in a tube, which this is the third, fourth year I've done it. And I'm probably going to change that. I'm probably going to start storing my arrows in my house, not in my barn, maybe like in my basement or something, out of the storage tube we keep in the boat.
Holds a lot of moisture.
Yes, holds a lot of moisture, a lot of fish nastiness in the bottom of them things.
Mm-hmm.
And but I do have some rusty arrows. I got some rusty muzzy tips. And I just go through and hit them with a wire wheel, like a grinder with a wire wheel,
mm-hmm.
and just knock the rest off of them.
Do you hit them a WD-40 first or no?
No, I do that afterwards. Yeah. Like I'll take just take the tips off and I'll hit the threads with that wire wheel.
Yeah.
Just to get the rust off them threads so everything threads on good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I guess I do have a long process of this. I just thought of more stuff. And then I take all the tips and I do soak them in like WD-40. I'll just take a cup and fill it with all my tips and then put some WD-40 in there on them and let them soak a little bit and then screw them back on and roll.
I'm a firm believer in PB Blaster.
Yeah.
So I soak them in PB Blaster.
Yeah.
I say I soak them. I haven't done it before because I used to run so few that, you know, we'd have like only two or three.
Yeah.
But now I've got probably 20 arrows to
mm-hmm.
maintain. So I'm going to soak mine in PB Blaster.
I always try to, when I go through my arrows, I'm going to get down laughing when I say this. I always check the shaft out. And yep.
Got to roll it around.
Yeah, make sure that it's not splintered or anything on your arrows that can splinter. And if they are, I just cut the tip off and put a new tip on them. Like, or a whole new point, I guess, not tip. Just cut the point off.
Mm-hmm. Do you just use, like, regular arrow adhesive for those tips?
Just super glue.
Super glue?
Whatever, yeah.
Okay.
Cheapest super glue I can find.
Do you run a barb through it?
Pin it? Yeah. I don't pin it, no.
Okay. And you found that to be fine?
I've only lost one point ever. Like, had it pull off.
Mm. Interesting. That wasn't a sound effect. Our air conditioner went down for about 12 hours, and we opened up all the doors. Well, let me back up. It's weird. It's February. It got to like 80 degrees on Thursday here in Golden, and we opened up the doors in the office because the air conditioner, squirrels chewed through a wire. We opened up all the doors because it got hot in here. So we got flies everywhere. And
they're dive bombing me right now.
They're dive bombing us bad.
Got it.
Bingo. So that's interesting. I saw somebody say something about putting little grease, little wax, little something.
On the
insert
on the threaded like point that mm-hmm. we're talking about.
What was your thought behind that?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can do it just before you go out fishing or whatever. But take a little bowstring wax and put it on your threads. I mean, you don't like glob it on or anything.
Just enough.
Just enough and just the tip. And you put it in, and then you just screw your tip on, and it keeps it from rattling loose. So, like, you know, you're constantly always tightening it, making sure your tips are tight.
Right, right, right.
Keeps that from happening.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty snazzy idea.
Little tidbit information there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So, arrows, that kind of wraps that up.
Check your nocks, too. I always check. I always go through and glue new nocks on. I like the slim nocks.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because 2 years ago, I bought a bunch of really nice arrows at the end of the season, rolled into the next season. Maybe it was last year. I don't remember. And I started busting knocks like left and right,
mm-hmm.
and whew, that sucked. And that's part of the reason my sucker punch. That was two years ago. Yeah,
three.
Part of the reason three years ago. That's right.
I was in my old boat still.
Uh huh. It blew up on your boat because of that.
Sure, you didn't dry fire it, but
I'm just saying it was abused heavily. But I had a bunch of knocks break. And
I got a batch of knocks from RPM that's I like those RPM slim knocks, I think. Green
I like
ones.
The ones that click when you
they click.
They don't click, but it snaps on.
Yeah.
And you know it's there. It's not gonna let go.
Yeah. The ones from RPM, that's why I like them. They hold on the string a little tighter, and they call them like the slim knock or something. I think you can get them from Bowfishing Extreme too.
Oh.
But yeah. They clip on, they're good. And they're, like, I always have this fear that, like, some of them bigger knocks that kind of flare out, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
That when you shoot through your rest, that knock's going to hit something and
it's like,
kick your arrow
out.
It's
the same premise of, like, if you see those dudes that shoot 3D and those massive tournaments and those little, they've got those big
bore
shaft arrows.
Little tiny knocks.
Little bitty knocks.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming there. I don't know. Talking like I know something.
I don't know why they do that.
Levi Morgan told me.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a good point. Good tip. I think I've already said this like a few weeks ago, but if you haven't, this is a reminder to charge your batteries because, again, you never know when it's going to be time to go.
When there's going to be buffs up. Yep.
So get those batteries charged. Check the water for anybody that's got flooded batteries with caps that you can pop off.
Did you see that question we got on Facebook?
Uh-uh.
I think I replied to it, but someone asked. He was like, I can't remember what you said. Do you charge your batteries and then put water in them or put water in them and then charge them?
Mm-hmm.
And you charge them, then put water in them, right?
That's correct. Because if you have a discharged battery, fill it up and then charge it, mm-hmm. it'll boil over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So distilled water, if you live in city limits and they really keep that water, all the chlorine and everything out of it, you can use city water, but just it's the safest way to do it. If you have a well, don't put water in your batteries because there's a lot of chlorine and alkaline and some other stuff in that will tear up the plates. So use distilled water, just get them up, you know, charge them up, make sure they're charged, and then fill them up about a quarter inch over the top of the plates. And especially if you're using converters,
yeah,
you can burn up batteries so fast.
Heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
User experience over there.
Yep.
So anyway, be sure to do that. It's super important. It'll prolong the life of the product for sure, no matter whose battery it is. So what else?
You know, I think we talked about getting your boat ready for winter and, you know, if you need to winterize your motor, you know, how I did mine and, you know, some people might go through the process of taking it to a dealer and having it winterized. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get them de-winterized, do you?
I don't think so.
No, you just fire it up and go.
We might get some hate mail on that.
Yeah, we probably will.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Education.
Yeah, I mean, make sure there's no, you know, water in your lower unit.
Mm-hmm.
Change your lower unit oil if you haven't already done that. Or if, I mean, we're pretty hard on our stuff. I mean, especially them, you know, kicker motors and...
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. Even outboards.
I looked today, actually, on your trolling motor. If you don't, most of you probably do and have, go ahead and, you know, pop that blade off, check your little pin in there.
Make sure there's no fishing line in there.
Make sure there's no fishing line in there. Another thing, if you find water in there, especially this time of year, you're in trouble.
Well, I was going to say about the lower unit on your boat, I mean, probably the time to do that would be before winter, because if there's water in there
mm-hmm.
and it freezes,
yeah,
lower unit's toast.
Bad.
So, yes.
All important things to think about.
You know what I'm thinking about?
What are you thinking about?
I just want to shoot some fish.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like...
You just showed me a video I hadn't seen before, and I got all sweaty over here.
Yeah. That's the one I always watch.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I need to go somewhere like that.
I mean, Louisiana's kind of like that.
I just, you know, I remember when we first started, it was just, you know, you could, not to sound like an old, back in the day, it used to be like this, but you
yeah.
could.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Target-rich environment in
man,
the area.
Man, yeah, just those number shoots from whatever, what year was that, 2013?
2013.
Worlds 2013?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
It's a cool video. And 10 minutes of just sticking fish.
That's right.
I was at the St. Louis Boat Show and was talking to this guy about batteries and whatnot. And he was like, oh, you big bass fisherman? And I said, oh, no, I don't. I bow fish. And he looked at me like I was some kind of inbred hillbilly. Like, you're one of those guys? And I was like, yeah. He was like, I don't get that. And then turned around and walked away. And
were you like, you just don't want to buy any batteries?
I was like, okay, I guess that was the end of our conversation. He wasn't going to buy anything anyway.
Yeah, he was wanting the Jeff Browning deal or something.
Yeah, he was wanting
25% over retail.
I fished three tournaments a year. I'm a pro. It's like, oh, so you pay to fish a tournament? And it's like, okay, I do that too.
Yeah.
And I'm not a pro. I can put your name on my boat. Okay. Funny. But yeah, he didn't like me very much, but it didn't faze me.
I don't know. I don't know if, I mean, bass fishermen, I guess, just, I mean, they don't get it. Like, my dad doesn't get it. I mean, he supports what I do, but he just kind of, I'm in bed at 8:30. That's what he tells me.
Yeah. What time do you get up?
Yeah, he gets up at like 4.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's, I mean, getting ready for season. I mean, just make sure all your crap works. I mean, make sure your reels are working. Make sure you draw your bow back. You know, maybe shoot an arrow into a hay bale before you get out on the water and decide to yank it back and a mouse has ate your cable up and just explodes right there.
Yeah, don't assume anything.
Yes.
That's just really, you know what? You could pretty much fast forward to this mark and just don't assume anything. Go check all your crap and make sure it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I haven't started yet, but I need to, and I've been telling myself I'm going to. I'm going to start, you know, shooting the bow.
Like practicing?
Yeah.
Like for bow fishing?
Yeah. I want to be a better shot.
Like, I don't know how you'd practice. I mean,
I don't either, but I'm going
to
try.
I mean, you could, like, maybe take some, like, go down to the creek and sink some milk jugs with
I think it's just because of instinctive shooting, right?
Like, you overthink it?
No. I'm just saying instinctive shooting is instinctive shooting.
No, it is.
So, I guess in my head, and maybe it would be backwards, maybe it would mess me up more. But if I just shot a target or a block, you know, just practice it at 10 yards, instinctive shooting, it would correlate to when I start fishing again. You just have to have the mindset of, you know, you're going to aim low. And maybe I'm totally off on that.
I don't know. I always see guys post, like, I need to practice my bow fishing shot. Like, just go shoot. I mean, like, I don't...
Well, there's that, but there's also, you know...
I mean, there's nights I'm on fire, and there's nights, like, I just can't hit crap.
Yeah.
And I don't know... Like, I don't... Like, I guess my bow, when I bow fish, like, it really hurts my bow hunting or my shot with my compound, like, when I get ready for deer season.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have that process you go through when you bow fish. You know, it's like not, you don't...
You're not, like, setting your point.
Like, get my grip right,
yeah.
And
right.
Then drawing back and, you know, putting a kisser button and getting your anchor point and whatever. It's just... Like, there's times I don't know how I'm holding the bow. I don't know how. Sometimes I'll grab it with three fingers. Other times I might grab it with two. I mean, it's just kind of.
I don't know. I just got to have a method. Trust the process.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I'm gonna try it. It may backfire. I don't know. But I drive most of the time anyway, so.
Yeah.
I'm usually the third arrow in the water.
What are you going to be driving next year?
What am I going to be?
Or this year?
Yep. So as of like 3 hours ago, I bought a little outboard, a little 9.9.
Little kicker boat? You got to build your
own? I am. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So my wife doesn't listen, so I'm safe. But last night at dinner, I took her to Valentine's dinner. And
where'd you go to dinner at?
Flat Creek Cafe.
If you guys haven't been there.
Cape Fear, Missouri. It is thebomb.com.
Yeah, if the open's ever back here in the next couple of years at Flat Creek. It's Flat Creek Bar and Grill, isn't it?
Flat Creek Restaurant or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. You could actually eat and then go bow fish right there. There's a boat ramp right behind the restaurant.
I couldn't have last night.
Food coma?
Oh, man. I'm not like take me to Golden Corral. I'm going to lay down kind of eating guy, you know?
Yeah.
I can control my portion pretty well. As lame as that sounds, but last night it was like $21 for a 10-ounce filet.
Yeah.
And
like baked potatoes and all that stuff too. Oh, or
yeah, I had
the works.
Oh yeah, and then the salad, and then we had some crab dip.
Oh, we're going to Sizzler.
Oh baby, it was good. And Valerie and I walked out of there. But anyway, I was stuffed. Like
she walked and she had to roll you out.
Yeah, it was bad. But anyway, so we're sitting at dinner, and I was like, I've been trying to, like, the last couple of days, because I don't, like, hide stuff from her. Yeah. I don't just, like, just go out and spend all this bunch of money and just, you know, oh, by the way. So I was like, hey.
You know what my dad always says?
What?
It's easier to ask for forgiveness and permission.
Right, yeah. So I just said, hey, just so you know, I'm going to spend some money on the boat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you how much. I caught it right at the right timing, right moment. Like she was like, oh, okay.
Bite of filet in her mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she was like tearing apart a crab leg. And she was like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling me. And that was that.
Oh, man. You got out of that one easy.
She was like, I want a diamond necklace. And I was like, I'm getting out of this cheaper for her than myself for sure.
I don't want people to think like, I don't want to speak for Pate, but he's not like, spending his life savings by any means or
no, you know, no, I mean, no. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm doing it on, I bought a used motor.
Yeah.
And, you know, gonna do all the mount it myself and all that jazz. And I'm gonna take it to one of our dealers and have them make the final, you know, connect the throttle and all that jazz. But
yeah,
I'll mount it myself and, you know, realistically, it'll be under $3,500.
Yeah.
That's my plan. So
are you excited about the kicker? I mean, after being on my boat some, and
I am for sure. Just because, you know, we're busy, like Trevor and I, and you know, I've got two boys, and we work a lot of hours and travel a lot. And
when you go bow fishing, you want to cover the water.
Yeah, yeah, we love to do the tournaments because the social thing. And Trevor's ultra competitive, and we can't with our schedule pre-fish like a lot of other people can. So we just know we have to just cover a lot of water. And we had a conversation. I said, we may as well not even do this. We may as well not even do tournaments, which is what we love to do. And it's fun just because of the camaraderie and all that stuff. If we can't step it up and just cover more water.
Yeah.
So that's why we did it. And there's other guys. We will get our butts handed to us by guys with troller rigs. And we know that.
But
the deal is, we just don't, you know, we don't know as much water because we can't spend as much time out there.
Yeah, I get that for sure.
Yeah,
I mean so that's why we did it. I mean, like I said in a previous episode, I mean you could cover a mile bank with a troller in X amount of time, or you could cover that same mile in a quarter of that time or an eighth of that time with a kicker.
Yeah. And it's about, it's like what Randy Newberg has said about like elk hunting or any kind of hunting, really. You're going out with a map and you got like 10 spots, right? Or 10 types of areas you're looking for.
Yeah.
And it's not about going straight to the one hole. You're more checking off the places you're not going to go.
Yep.
And you can cover a lot more of that ground. When it comes time to, like, when you actually find them, you'll slow down to that same pace that you've always done it. But if you can check off, it's like, okay, it's not a shoal. It's not a mud flat. It's not
creek or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, okay, I'm going to start hopping spots. Anyway. So
I wish I could do a Randy Newberg impression, like, ho, ho.
He's got so much good information. But his voice kind of cracks me up. And he talks in third person every once in a while, and I just cannot stand that.
Yeah, Chase didn't like that either.
Randy Newberg loves Dairy Queen. It's like, dude, stop. You hunt elk. You're not LeBron James.
Yeah.
So, anyway. He's kind of a LeBron James, like elk hunting, I guess. But
yeah, that's what I was going to say.
No, he's more like the Russell Westbrook. He's not like the top of the top.
Yeah.
He's not like, what's the Corey Jacobson? Elk 101, that guy's LeBron James of elk hunting.
I don't know.
Never listened to Corey Jacobson?
No.
He has Elk 101 or the Elk University.
I can't listen to those
good content
elk hunting podcasts because I'd want to go elk hunting.
I know.
I mean, I listen to like Gritty Bowman and
right.
And our old pal Meat Eater, Steven Rinella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
They were bow fishing the other night. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. For tilapia.
To what?
Tilapia.
Tilapia.
I know.
Tilapia. You said, okay.
I said tilapia.
Okay.
On purpose.
Okay. I got it.
Do you know why?
No.
Like native, like down there where they're actually fishing for tilapia.
In Florida or wherever? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard they taste great. Yada, yeah. Yada, yada.
You can do it in Texas too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Browning told us that.
Yeah, I think he's a liar.
Well, duh. I've heard it called tilapia because very similar to a carp, tilapia eat just
everything.
Crap.
Yeah.
And I was told that some of those farms
mm-hmm.
feed them like crap, like
yeah.
dump in manure and things.
I'm going to go throw my tilapia fillets in the freezer in the trash.
That's what I was told by a source that I, you know, yeah, I'd believe him. So
yeah.
That could be totally wrong. Yeah. But the factory, like the factory farms.
Yeah.
But if you're out there shooting them in like the whatever, Florida or whatever.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah,
like that.
It's totally different. So
I text Jeff Browning Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I've been texting back and forth and sent him a couple of Snapchats. And so long story short, I was being real serious.
You guys are in a relationship now.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yep. So I sent him a text and I was like, I said, hey, we've been friends a while. I said, can I be honest with you? And he replies back like, yeah, what's up, man? I was like, turn off your location services on Snapchat because I can see everywhere you've been. And I said, I don't want to be tempted to use this down the road.
We just let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
You know, we edited basically that information out of a prior episode.
No, not that, though. That was a hold. That was the other deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can still do that other deal.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I always forget that when I send you pictures sometimes.
I don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, if I shot like a stud in Oklahoma, I wouldn't send it to you. But
oh, you could send it.
Oh, you're not even going to be there, though.
I know.
Yeah, thanks.
I told you. I've given
thanks
you
for that hot tip, though.
I'm telling you, man, I'm going. I think that place could work.
Yeah. Yep. You're going to have to come down there and help me scout.
This is one of those things where June 3rd, we may say, go back to Roughfish Registry number 31.
Yeah.
Because Pate said, I told you so.
Yeah.
But it probably won't. We didn't even perform what you did. But for the open, like, you know, I heard somebody be like, this week, Chase said there was going to be 600 pounds that win the open.
Yeah.
Anyway, that cracked me up.
Yeah, that was, who was that?
Trent Hardaway. Yeah.
Yeah, we were messaging back and forth on the messenger side of Facebook, and he was cracking up about that. But I don't know.
Anyway,
150
you know,
other guys can shut their mouths.
I went to our state.
Yeah.
And no.
Nothing?
Nothing at all.
Huh.
I asked three. I'm being a little cryptic right now, but
yeah, I know what you're talking about though.
They said nope.
You talked to three people?
Mm-hmm.
See, I talked to a guy that runs. Have you ever been through Chesapeake and Mount Vernon? Or just
yep.
by Mount Vernon?
Uh-huh.
You know what they got there?
Yeah.
He said he dumps them in the creek right there.
Oh, my
And they
goodness.
Go, they can get to Stockton.
That's funny. That'd yeah. be a lot. That's a haul, though.
No, it is. But one good rain.
You know what? I was, the other day, I caught up to a, we were at the boat show in St. Louis, and the booth across from us.
Yeah.
Was the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Uh-huh.
And I went over there just to, they were right across from us. So you stare at the same dude for like 4 hours, and you're like, I'm just going to go say what's up. So we were talking, yada, yada, yada. Actually, this is 2 points. Told him that, you know, bow fished and, you know,
mm-hmm.
what were his impressions of bow fishing. And he was like, oh, it's we encourage it. It's great. He's like, what do you shoot buffalo? And I said, well, I fish tabrock a lot. And I said, I have shot some buffalo, but not a bunch. And he was like, do you cook them? And I said, no, I don't. And I don't really know many that do. And he was like, dude.
You don't know what you're missing?
You don't know. And I took it back. I'll take it back another week before that. I was in Little Rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was in Little Rock, and I was talking to a guy, and he had lights on his boat. And I was like, oh, do you bow fish? And he said, yeah, I bow fish and I sucker gig. And he's like, do you cook your buffalo? And I said, no, I don't. And Chase, we've been talking about this back and forth a little bit, like how we want to get some people that know how. And he was like, he gave me a restaurant in Little Rock.
Do you remember what it's called?
No, it's in my notebook.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a restaurant in downtown Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was like, do not go there at night.
Okay.
First of all, he was like, let me caveat this. Do not go at night. He's like, lunch, you're totally fine. He's like, bunch of people roll through there. But the dude's specialty is buffalo ribs.
Yeah, that's...
And he was like, it's like best fish you can have.
Oh, I've seen an episode with Tim Wells on his show, Relentless Pursuit, where he shot some buffalo and ate them, and he said they were phenomenal.
Yeah, it's probably just like a sucker, you know?
Oh, that's
suckers,
I mean, yeah.
Are amazing. But anyway, yeah, so the other point to the Missouri Department of Conservation guy, I said, we were talking about grass carp, and I said, well, Missouri, you know, I know that it's an invasive species, blah, blah, blah. And he starts to chuckle.
Yeah.
And he was like, and I said something about the triploid or whatever, basically the kind that can't breed.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, the ones that can't breed.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, yeah, that they do.
Well, I wonder how there's so many on Truman.
I don't know, but he
and so many smaller
basically
ones.
He was saying, yeah, I mean, some of them might not be able to, but
it's
yeah,
not 100%.
That's not 100%.
Yeah,
definitely not. Which I thought was interesting because I was like, oh, it's in stone. They, you know,
yeah,
cut the balls off all these all these fish before they dump them out.
I mean, I've never, other than Truman, I mean, I've never shot a small grass carp, like 5 pounds or something, you know.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't know where the 5 pound grass carps are rolling around. Where the
I've never
40
seen
40 pound grass carps are, but
mm-mm. The smallest I've shot was 32.
Yeah,
and it's still a monster fish compared mm-hmm. to everything else. Looks they look so big too.
Yeah,
hungry eyes.
I don't know why we're so infatuated with grass carp, but I mean,
just because there's not many of them. It's just the if they were everywhere,
like it'd kind of be like the I don't know if it'd even be the Gator Gar or Missouri or whatever, but like. And I know I'm sure there's guys that are like, well, I can go show you 20 a night. Like, I'm talking like big grass carp, you know?
Yeah. It's you know, it's just like every other pursuit. Every other, there's an upper echelon. And
yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
In this demographic in our area. So.
Yeah.
In other places, they may just be everywhere and 60-pound buffs is what everyone looks for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking for 60-pound buffs too, but.
Yeah.
For some, if you were to be like, do you want to shoot a 60-pound buff or 60-pound grass carp? I'd be like, grass carp.
Yeah.
No question. All day.
Yep. I'd say I am, too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but.
Did he say anything about the buff you killed on Table Rock? Did you get into that at all?
I didn't mention that, but. Yeah. No, I didn't talk about it.
I talked to a guy that killed a buff on Taney Como.
Taney Como. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, it does.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't make sense that, like, the open...
It makes way more sense than Table Rock.
I don't know. I mean, it does, but it doesn't.
It's connected.
Well, so is Table Rock.
To what?
Bull Shoals.
Well, by a dam.
Well, there's a dam between Taney and Bull Shoals, too. Yeah, there is.
Where?
Power Site.
I thought it flowed through.
No, it rolls over the top of it.
Well, to me, that's kind of like the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just odd that you know, at the open, whatever it was, 4 years ago, everybody killed a bunch of big buffalo off of Bull Shoals. Mm-hmm. You know, that was kind of what it took to win it. Or did it win it? I don't remember. But it's what it took to get a good weight for some people. And there was a lot of buffalo up there. But I've never seen a buffalo on Table Rock. You know, you've seen one or two.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think at some point it'd be like, hey, there's a bunch of buffalo up here spawning or whatever, you know?
Oh, I've went back and looked.
Yeah.
A bunch.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That's just something that always makes me wonder.
No, yeah, Taneycomo, that is kind of trippy.
Yeah.
They couldn't go back up, could they?
No.
They could come out of Table Rock and go down.
Yeah.
But see, they'd have to go through generators at that point.
But why would they be on Bull Shoals and not Table Rock when it's the same river chain?
Like, maybe they are.
I don't know.
And maybe because of just the structure of the lake.
Yeah.
You know, it's not near as muddy.
Possibly. I don't know. I mean, I'm curious.
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I've never seen anybody else kill buff off Table Rock.
No.
Maybe somebody dumped their pet fish out.
Pet buffalo?
It went wild. I don't know. I got nothing. But I'll take it to my grave.
I believe you.
Bible.
I would have said you lied the first, you know, when I didn't know you very well, but.
I showed you the geotag picture, right?
Unless you're playing the long game on me.
No, I showed you a geotag picture.
I kind of know where you killed it. I mean, I'm not going to say where it was, but.
Well, I've told you.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, we didn't have much to talk about tonight, and we were just feeling under the gun to get out here and ramble.
Yeah.
These freaking flies.
God, they're everywhere. So. U.S. Open.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't have zero interest in it.
Why do you have zero interest in this?
My sister. The devil. It's Connor's birthday today. Happy birthday, Connor. Is
that her fiance?
Fiance. Yeah. So.
June 2nd, 3rd.
I'm going to digress just a second.
Okay.
Because this is a crap show at this point anyway. So for Christmas. So he's from Indiana and he's a huge Pacers fan.
Yeah.
And I was on Twitter. And I don't follow the NBA. Definitely don't follow the Pacers. Don't follow Paul George.
Yeah.
But I saw this tweet and it was like Paul George's first night back in Indiana.
Yeah.
And I didn't like look at picture or anything. I was like, oh, I knew he was traded away.
Yeah.
I thought he was traded back to Indiana, to the Pacers.
Okay.
So I hop on Amazon. This is like 2 weeks before Christmas. And I was like, I'll get him a Paul George t-shirt for Christmas.
Were they all on sale?
They were like $5. So I snagged this Paul George Indiana Pacers t-shirt up, and it was like Christmas Day. I realized my
mistake.
And he was like opening it, and I told him, I was like, hey, so here's the story, you know, and he laughed and, you know, whatever. I got him another gift too, but I got him a headlamp because I love giving headlamps away. I don't know why. But anyway. So him and my sister forgot my Christmas present, forgot, air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
So he texted me like 2 days ago, and he's like, check your P.O. box. And he got me a Tony Gonzalez Kansas City Chiefs t-shirt. It's like from 98, tie-dye.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear it with pride. So
to his wedding?
Yes. Yes, to his wedding.
So this guy's marrying your sister.
Yep.
And she decided that. Based off weather and
the outdoor wedding June 2nd.
Outdoor wedding for June 2nd.
I'm sorry, that's a bad idea.
Yep. I'll be thinking of you.
I know it. I'll be expecting I'm gonna buy like a Garmin Verb and attach to your boat so I can watch a live feed or something.
That would be awesome. I could just live feed on my phone.
Insert 30-second promotion from Garmin.
Yep.
Right now.
Here's our Garmin story. No,
that would be sweet.
Yeah,
so I made a pitch to the powertrain guy.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, "Hey, we got a boat fishing podcast," and he was like, "I'm gonna check that out."
Yeah, after this show, he's gonna be like, "We'll double that price."
Yeah, don't. So
open June 2nd and 3rd, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Tournament will be open trailering to anywhere you can legally bow fish with an Oklahoma fishing license. Must be public water and public launch.
Bum, bum, bum.
No gator gar, catfish, or spoonbill can be weighed in. I don't know what's going to win it.
That's a lot of water, hombre.
I mean, I've seen some stud gar come out of Oklahoma. I mean,
yeah,
bigger than what the guys won the Open with last year.
Dude, and it's their backyard. I mean, they're going to have a bad night to not be in the running. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, they're going to be top. I'd say they'll be top 10 no matter what.
Yeah.
Their lights could go out, and they have to shoot with a candle, and I'd say they'll still finish in the top 10 or 15.
So I'm going to save my money. Thanks, Audra.
But I don't even know where to begin scouting. Like, I mean, Grand Lakes is close, the closest really body of water, but
I got you a spot.
Well, I'm saving that spot. Like, that's going to be like the night before the tournament. Or two nights.
No, I'm going to go down there before that.
Are you?
Oh, I'll have to. I will have to. Because I want to know...
if you're right.
If I'm right. I'll have to.
I'm fine with you going down there. That'll keep me from driving down there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we can go together. If you wanted. I don't care.
So...
ugh.
I don't know. I figure we'll just drive to Texas and head north and just start shooting every lake we come to till we find some fish.
For sure. For sure. I hope that place is legit. And if it is, and say you do really well, I'll explain the story and the whole timeline of events and like how I found it and was like got as amped as physically possible, just like crapping my pants excited, and then going, oh, crap, when is Audra getting married? And just went from, like, the Everest to friggin' zero so fast. Oh, it rocked me. I was mad for 24 hours.
I would have stumbled upon it with what we were both
doing. Oh, yeah, no, you absolutely would have.
You know, you did tell me, and
I'm not like, oh, I told him where to go. No, not like that at all. Because you would have figured it out, too. But just the whole way it happened, just...
yep.
Oh, just...
I think you texted me, and we're like, no!
I was mad. I was like, I called Trevor. I was mad. Because I just called Trevor and was like, dude, holy crap, listen to this. And then 10 minutes later, I called him back. I was like, dude, we got to murder Audra.
Just, hey, have a wild bachelor party. And maybe you can postpone the wedding.
We're going to get him in some big trouble.
Pull a hangover on him and roofie him up.
Yeah.
So are you going to do any other tournaments? You going to try to do the Muzzy?
I would like to. Yeah, I think so. What's the date?
Oh, I'm looking
it
up.
I went to look it up the other day. I'm going to do one. We'll do one for sure. I got to get this kicker installed.
Yeah, it won't take too long.
I'm going to try to have it knocked out in like 3 weeks.
Where is that at?
It's delivering Monday.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah. Well.
Bringing it to me.
What in the world? It was like a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hold on. I'll find it. Faster than you, I guess.
Oh, here it is. Muzzy. Best Pro and Muzzy are partnering for the 2018 Muzzy Classic with the new Big Fish format. So it's similar format to the Carp Out, I think.
Right.
But I think it's July 13th through the 15th.
Oh.
And it doesn't actually say, does it say where it's at?
Oh, are you kidding me? That's my anniversary.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to, good Lord, I'm in trouble.
I'm trying to go to Muzzy Bow Fishing and see if it's
July.
Yeah.
Ooh. July in Kentucky.
I mean, I don't know exactly. I think I'm not going to say where it's out of because I really don't know. I just know it says Tennessee River hashtags and crap like that.
Oh. Well, I don't know where it's out of.
Yeah. But I think it's all species.
The whole shooting match, huh?
Yeah. Hmm. So it's still paying like, let me go back here. I think it's still like hourly weigh-ins, if I read it right.
Yeah. What about the Gar Bonanza?
Yeah. Okay, so the Muzzy featuring hourly weigh-ins for huge cash and prizes. Multiple species will be allowed. shoot the biggest fish at a tournament, and you get a new 27 kicker rig, 2072 kicker rig.
Mm.
So that's going to be pretty awesome.
When did the BFC guys have to turn that boat back in?
I don't know.
The end of this season?
I do not know the answer to that.
Hmm.
I talked to Darren last week, I guess, but I didn't ask him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
Belmore's new Oneida looks pretty pimp.
Oh, that's the first one I saw. It was like, ooh.
Yeah. Is that Mossy Oak?
That's the Bottomland.
Bottomland Mossy Oak with like lime green. Like,
accents, yeah. Yeah. That one looks pretty.
Pampin'.
It's not enough gold for me, but, you know.
Could like anodize gold all the
yeah
screws and stuff on it. It'd be pretty sweet. So the Garbananza.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hoopty's deal.
I mean, that looks like fun.
Yes.
I've heard that was a good time.
Oh, I bet it is. It's
I'd like to stumble upon a gator gar.
I don't know if I'd want to go down and like with a tournament and start my gator gar like.
No, I know.
Because I don't know. I'd be ticked if I didn't kill one. I'm trying to find it here. Where in the world is that at? He posts a lot. I like his shirt. WTF, where's the fish?
Yeah.
Got a chuckle from that one. Good gosh. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, we dropped it.
And then there's the Texas shoot, like 1st of March.
Mm-hmm.
It's Texas State Championship and Toledo Bend Classic, March 17th and 18th. I was going to go to that, but I think that's when my wife and daughter's going to be at Disneyland, Disney World, or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep, that won't work.
No, that wouldn't work.
Take the boys.
Yeah. That lake, I guess, is wicked.
Oh, Sam Rayburn?
No, Toledo.
Oh, they're huge. Like,
well, Toledo runs north and south. Like, I don't even know how many miles that thing is. And
just massive open water. Like, big old rolling waves and crap.
Yes.
I didn't know anything about it, and I was working a boat show a couple years ago, and this guy was saying that he was going to get this boat over that boat because he fishes Toledo Bend, and I was like, what's that mean? And he showed me some videos on his phone and was like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, there's like boat lanes cut in it. I mean, trees everywhere.
Yeah.
And you get a north or south wind, and that thing can get rolling.
Nasty looking.
I mean, Stockton can get rough with a north or south wind, but
mm-hmm.
I bet you that thing. It's got to be 100 miles.
Oh, it's massive. And this thing was like, it looked like Lake the Ozarks on 4th of July. I mean,
yeah,
just traffic and huge waves. Just,
I don't know if the boat traffic is as bad as Lake of the Ozarks.
No, no, it wasn't. But the video that I saw was pretty bad.
I'm looking it up because I want to know.
Anyway, I think we're beginning to ramble.
Yeah. I want to measure this just because I can.
Just because you can.
50, 60 miles from one and the other.
Whew.
That's crazy. Yep, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, like my memes. I've been on a roll, hashtag Chase is on the case. Thanks, Jeff.
I think we should, so you do make most of the memes.
I have been here lately, but yours are normally golden when you come up with one, though.
You have a lot of good ones. A lot of good ones. They're all good.
So the airplane one, like I was driving down our business loop in Mount Vernon, and
right.
I looked up and I saw that plane circling. It was stealth bombers, I guess, flying around doing.
Yeah. Oh, so that was your picture?
Yeah, dude, that was my picture.
That was original content.
I thought
you stole it or something.
No, that was my picture I took out of my truck window.
I like it.
Heck
I like
yeah.
it a lot. Yeah, my drift car one, that one was, I didn't steal it, but that's a, you know, that meme got popular.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so.
Yeah.
Chase is on the case. I watched too much Paw Patrol, so it was like, cracked me up when I saw
yeah.
that.
Yeah. You know, Kneeball was laughing as he was typing that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to get this guy good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was the one that I made that I had all the Jeff Noballs hashtags, the very first ones.
Oh, yeah.
He just assumed it was yours.
Yeah.
And I got a little emotionally butthurt because it was like,
I made that one.
The one from the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was like literally 45 minutes after the game. Mm-hmm. You sent that to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes.
That's a good one. Yeah. I did see that somewhere else, but
there's no shame in adjusting pictures.
And, oh, for sure.
You know,
I changed the format completely, but yeah. And then the next day, I saw 50.
Yeah.
Of that same thing. So cracked me up. It was hilarious. Anyway, yeah, like our memes. That's all we're good for anymore. Anyway, so
yep. So Facebook, Instagram, roughfishregistry.com.
Yep. Leave us reviews. We got 35 now.
37.
37?
Yeah.
Kept coming up. I love it.
Yeah. I think some of them are just like hitting 5-star and not writing anything.
I see.
I'm good with that.
Hey, you know what?
Helps with.
I like reading the reviews. It's, we get messages too, maybe one a week or something from somebody saying, yeah, hey, love it, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. This makes us feel really special and warm inside.
Warm and fuzzy.
So, you know. Keep it patting us on the back, inflating our egos. That's what we really need. So,
yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again. We got some more stuff rolled out coming soon. It's gonna be fun.
Yep, a lot of good content coming up. So don't quit on us after this one.
Yeah, please. All right. See ya.
Stay rough.
Ooh,
got it. Got him.